It's 8:52. You're listening to the Dave Ranelli Show on WLAD. And joining me now is the Communications Director of your Better Business Bureau, Howard Schwartz. Sir, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Dave. Nice to speak to you.
I see that we have a new list of consumer complaints out, although it really isn't a new list because it looks like the complaints are for the same types of businesses as they have been in the past.
Well, that's true. We looked at the same period between January 1st and September 30th, and what we're finding is there's a consistent consumer dissatisfaction with certain types of businesses in Connecticut. And briefly, those are buying clubs and group purchasing services, internet shopping, mailing services, book publishers, new car auto dealers, and briefly, retail furniture stores, fulfillment services, insurance companies, magazine sales, and auto dealers. And we find that they are pretty much the same as they were in 2008. And they're not the same as they were nationally. Nationally, the number one most complained about business is cellular phone service and equipment. And new car dealers number two, and banks number three. So if you look at it, it's a little bit different in Connecticut. And if you were to ask me the question why, I don't really have an answer for that. But what this indicates is that businesses, their customer service models need to be updated, even the big ones that we're seeing. Again, if we're talking about cellular phone service and internet services and that kind of thing, and what may have worked a decade ago in the marketplace doesn't necessarily translate into our fast-paced internet marketplace today.
Now, here we go into the holiday season. A lot of people may be wading into the internet shopping waters for the first time. I hear that all the time where people say, you know, I've only done a little bit, but this year I think I'm going to try to do some more online shopping. Do you have any tips to have people protect themselves when they're doing that?
Well, online, probably the most important thing before people start out and to save themselves a lot of trouble is go to BBB.org if they see a particular site that they're not familiar with to see whether or not there have been complaints against the company or whether there's some sort of a pattern of marketplace misbehavior. And if you know what some of the issues are that people are complaining about, a lot of them are advertising issues, companies misrepresenting or overstating their claims. As far as internet shopping is concerned, some of the things we hear about are the wrong items being delivered, difficulty obtaining refunds, people having to pay return shipping for charges for wrong items delivered. But again, once again, the most important thing is what is in the fine print, because in some cases we're getting complaints from people who will sign up for a service, so for example, contact lenses, and there'll be a coupon to get 15% off your next purchase. They'll click on a button to accept the coupon, and then all of a sudden repeat billing charges are showing up on their credit cards. Why? Because the fine print said that they will share by clicking on it. It's the equivalent of an electronic digital signature, and all of your credit card information is given to a third party. And you won't even hear about it until you get your credit card bill. So absolutely read the fine print, and if you run into any kind of difficulty, keep your paperwork in order. Who are you speaking to at customer service? What is the timeline for things when you are trying to get satisfaction from the company? Very important, make sure that if you do get on the telephone, and this applies to internet as well as other holiday shopping, ensure that any verbal promises are put in writing. And people can certainly save a lot of problems by starting with trust. If they go to BBB.org, they can check out a company or charity, as I mentioned. But you can also select from the BBB list of accredited businesses in our directory. And these are companies which have committed themselves to uphold BBB standards for trust. And that includes honesty in advertising, good marketplace behavior, and to address any kind of customer complaints in a timely manner. And these are the things which are most important to people who are shopping, whether online or at retail outlets near their homes.
It's a valuable resource, BBB.org, and certainly now if you're thinking about getting into the internet shopping waters or even expanding if you've been doing it for years. Howard, thank you very much for the information. Always a pleasure to speak with you.
My pleasure. Same here. Take care, Dave.